Boker Tov, Yom Shlishim Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Pinchas. Today is, by the way, today is a very special day. Today is Yutit B'Tamuz. Today is the Yom HaPtira. Today is the yahrzeit of a Gaon Chacham Menzion, Abba Shaul ben Banaya, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Haya Gaon HaGaonim, Gaon HaGaonim, besides the fact that he was Shirazi. Yadata? Actually, his parents were. He was born in Yerushalayim. Aval, Mekon Makom Haya... גדול הפוסקים, גאון הגאונים, זכותו תגן עלינו. He was מעמיד דור ישרים יבורך. By the way, one of his chief תלמידים, one of his biggest תלמידים, his name is actually, אתה זוכר אותו? He's משארי, הגאון רבי יהודה כהן. Well, yeah, the רשיב of יקיר ירושלים, his name was actually כהנים. He changed his name from כהנים לכהן. אבל, מכל מקום, he was one of his biggest תלמידים. It's one of the גדולי ראשי ישיבותו. Yeah, מכל מקום, הגאון חכם מנציון, העמיד תלמידים הרבה, he had so many תלמידים. What a gaon, he ממש changed the face of Sephardic Jewry together with Maran זכרונו לברכה, both of them together. They made the Sephardi Bnei Torah landscape what it is in the world today is because of them. אין משהו אחר. Because of them, they took hand-selected תלמידים and they raised them up and they created, look at the door. כולנו נהנים, we all benefit and we all enjoy from their Torah. You changed the world. So yesterday, we started with Sha'ar HaBitachon. Find us the right... So we were speaking about yesterday what Bitachon really is, and we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the epitome of good, and who makes the world go round, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for the good. And sometimes even when it's very difficult for us to understand or to realize the goodness behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, Bitachon dictates that it's there. Like we said yesterday, we're very small-minded. Our intellect is very limited. So we can't, like we spoke about yesterday, if you remember the painting. Yeah, we see only a very small part of the painting or the puzzle. La'atid lavo, there's no questions. We're going to see everything. Now he says... הוא שיהיה ליבו בטוח במי שיבטח בו שיקיים מה שאמר ויעשה מה שערב ויחשוב עליו הטוב במה שלא יתנה לו ולא ערב עשוהו שיעשהו נדבה וחסד. הקדוש ברוך הוא does the best for us even in things that הקדוש ברוך הוא did not undertake to do for us. Even things that הקדוש ברוך הוא is not חייב anything to us. But even things that הקדוש ברוך הוא, you know, not that he wasn't planning, הקדוש ברוך הוא knows everything in advance. But even things that he doesn't need to do for us, even things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does the ultimate chesed for us. He loves us so much more than we can ever imagine that we love ourselves or we love our children. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us more. And he says, "Ach hasibot asher bahim yitachin habitachon v'abotach al beruim hin sheva." He says, there are seven factors in life. In order for us to have bitachon in Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to first, just like anything else, it's a mashal. We have to try to envision bitachon in other people. What would make you want to trust someone else, a human being? He's going to talk about seven factors that are going to make you want to trust another human being. And then we're going to apply that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. So he says, Achat mehin, harachamim v'achimla v'ahava. When you have mercy, compassion, love for a person, כי אדם כשהוא יודע בחברו שהוא מרחם וחומל עליו יבטח בו ותנוח נפשו עליו בכל מה שיתריכו מעניינו. Which means, if you know that somebody loves you and has compassion for you, whether it's a loved one or a friend or a spouse or a mother-in-law or whatever, no, whatever it is, so over there, you know that even, let's say a parent, even if he does something that seems questionable in your eyes, but because of the love that you know that they have for you, you still trust them, even though you can't necessarily decipher. Can you imagine? It might not be the best example, but if you're a kid, yeah, if you're a parent that ever has had to take your child to a doctor or to a dentist or to get stitches or whatever, and I've had to do this before. My wife's not good at it, but if you ever have to restrain your child when they have to get stitches or dentist or all sorts of different zachen, yeah, over there, In the mind of the child, you know, you think it's nuts. It hurts the parent. But what is in the back of the child's mind, what does he know? My father would never want to hurt me. Why? My father loves me. What is he wants to hurt me. So that means what? Even when there are things that you don't understand, things that seem absurd to you, but because of the love that the other person has for you, you're willing to subject yourself to an element of bitachon in the other person. Verstehst? Now he says like this. Verstehst means family. Now he says like this. Veshenit. How's your Persian? Veshenit. I'm working on it. You know, in the Sanhedrin, you have to know 70 languages. Yeah. Veshenit, sheye yodea bo im avato, sheinenu mit'alem imenu velo mit'atzel bechevtso. Aval hu yodea bo shu mishtadel u maskim la'asoto. Another thing, besides for the fact that you know that the other person loves you, that he's not lazy or he's not ignoring you, which means that it's not like he's letting things fall by the wayside. He knows that A, you love him, and B, or A, that he loves you, and B, that he's taking care of you. He's not just, you know, ignoring you or letting things happen on their own. If you don't know all of this, it's going to be impossible to have full trust in that person. Even if you know that somebody loves you, let's say you have a good friend and he loves you, but like he's too hyper-involved in his own life to think about you, to take care of you, you're not going to have full bitachon in him, because you're going to say, yeah, maybe he loves me, but he's too busy for me. What's he trying to get at over here? He's trying to build a case for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love and kindness upon us. Hashem never, ever lets anything fall by the wayside. He says, "V'chaasher itkabtzu laboteach mimi shebatach bo shte midot ele godel rachmanuto alav v'rov hashgachato aninyanav yiftach mo mibli safek." When you have a person that fits these two criteria, that A, he loves you, and B, he's always thinking about you and always taking care of you, over there, that's something that's going to cause you to be calm and to want to be boteach, to want to trust the other person implicitly. Number three, we're talking about factors that engender feelings of bitachon. Veshlishit, shiyeh chazak, lo yenutzach ba'asher uchafetz, velo yimna'ehu moneya me'asot bakashat boteach. When the person is strong, when the person's mighty, which means that he can do what he wants. Why? What does that mean? Ki im yechalash, lo yishlam habitachon alav, af al pi shenitbarer shehu menachem umashgiach, mipnei mana dvarim mimenu berov ha'inyanim. He says, because if the person that you're trying to trust is weak, or he's not talented, or he can't do a lot of things, even if he loves you, and even if he's thinking about you, but if the things that he's meant to do for you are not in his capacity, what does that mean? You're not going to trust him so much because he's just incapable. Where are we getting at? Kadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do everything. Says, V'chaasher itkabtzu bo shlosh midot ha'ele, yihyeh habitachon alav yoter ra'uy. Now let's make cheshbon. He loves you. He's always thinking about you. And he's almighty. He's so capable. He can do everything. What does that do to your level of bitachon in that person? Yoter v'yoter. Nachon? Yonatan.
No.
Yes.
Shame.
I'm trying. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Eliyahu. So he says, yeah, better be. You know, you can correct me. This is beseder. I tell my guys all the time, akol po machul. In the name of, you know, we want to get things right over here. Hen balimud, hen bedvarim acharim, akol machul. So he says, v'erev ya'it, shiye yodea bofne to'elet aboteach alav, velo ye'ale mimenu ma shu tov lo banistar uvanir'e, uma shi'itav bo anyenav. Yeah? You have to also know that the person that you're trying to have bitachon in knows exactly what's good for you. Revealed, hidden, he knows all the intricacies of your life. Why? Because if you're going, let's say you're going to a person that you need help from, or whatever the problem is, you're seeking advice or counsel or help, whatever it is, and the person doesn't really know your situation, how confident are you going to be in his ability to help you if he doesn't really know your exact circumstances? You know? If he says, ki im lo yeda kol ze, lo tanuach nefesh aboteach alav. Me, I'm trying to have bitachon in you, I'm trying to have confidence in you, I'm trying to trust you, but if you don't know my ins and outs, it's going to be hard. V'chaasher itkabetzu lovo da'ato betu'alotav, v'yicholto ba'em, v'rov hashgachato aleihem, v'chimlato alav, yechizak bitachono bo mibli safek. If I know that you love me and you're thinking about me and you have the capacity to do it and you know everything about me, then it makes it much easier for me makes the case much stronger to have bitachon in you. והחמישית, שיהיה מתייחד בהנהגת הבוטח עליו, מתחילת הווייתו וגידולו וינקותו ונערותו ואחרותו וישישתו וזקנתו, עד תכלית עניינו. If you have a person that's with you from beginning to end, a person who you know has been accompanying you from conception to birth, childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, middle age, golden age, elderly, death. Right? If you have a person that's walking with you hand in hand through every single stage in life, you build a confidence in that person. Right? Forget about everything else, but you grow comfort. Right? The more familiar you are with a person, the more comfortable you are with them. Yeah, he says, וכשיתברר כל זה ממנו לבוטח, when you know this, יתחייב שתנוח נפשו עליו, you become more comfortable and more relaxed. Like we said yesterday, עבודת השם requires relaxation. עבודת השם requires to be happy, בשמחה. Sometimes people, they serve Hashem out of anxiety. I'll explain that, what that means in a second. You know what that means? Fear, anxiety. There's people, bar minnan. I see this sometimes, and I'm sure everybody sees. Some people have an element of anxiety in their avodat Hashem, whether it's in their tefillah, or their kiyuma mitzvot, or their learning. It's anxious. You know, people who are, sometimes you see, sometimes people have they have illnesses, you know what OCD is? So that sometimes by the tefillah, they have to say every word. There's a guy I know, a person I know, when he davens, it takes him, an hour to daven, not because he's so mechaven bitfilato, but because he's anxious. Did he say the word? He has to repeat the words. It's like tefillah. Tefillah for him is not enjoyable. It's like a burden. It's a fear. If he doesn't say, miskin. Chas v'shalom, not to mak chas v'shalom. But that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've spoken to him before. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to serve him out of anxiety, out of fear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Hashem wants to, Ayivdu et Hashem b'simcha katuv. And even the pasuk that says, Ayivdu et Hashem b'yirah, that's just to make sure everything is in line, to make sure you do all the mitzvot properly, but not to be in fear or anxiety. That's not part of being calm. Is what? You have to have bitachon in order to be calm. He's teaching us how to build the building blocks of bitachon. Katuv יתחייב שתנוח נפשו עליו וישען עליו בעבור מה שקדם לו עליו מן הטובות העודפות והתועליות המתמידות ויהיה זה מחייב חזקת ביטחונו בו. If a person has a track record, he's always been there for you. Yeah? If there's a person who's always been there for you, what does that do to your level of trust in that person? It goes up. Why? Because he has a good track record. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu, has he ever not been, every breath you take, that means what? He's there for you. Yeah? Vashishit. I just want to finish up the list and then we'll continue tomorrow. Vashishit. She'ayinyana botech kullo masul biyado. ולא יוכל אדם להזיקו לא עילו, ולא להטיב אליו, ולא לדחות נזק מעליו זולתו. כעבד האסור אשור בבית הבור ברשות אדוניו. Another thing that strengthens ביטחון is when the person that you're trying to trust in has sole control over you, nobody can touch you without him. Nobody can do good for you, or bad for you, or otherwise, without that person that you're having ביטחון in him, without his express permission. That's what he's saying. He says, וכשיה בוטח ברשות מי שבטח עליו, על העניין הזה, יהיה יותר ראוי לבטוח עליו. When you're in that person's complete jurisdiction, that comes you also, because he's taking care of me. It's called custodianship, where if you're in a person's sole custodianship, why does a child feel good in his parent? When a kid's lost, there's nothing scarier for a kid than getting lost. Why? Because then he doesn't feel like he's under his parent's control. But when he's in his parents' control, even though sometimes the parents ground him and punish him and whatever, but at least he's not lost. Why? Because he feels he's under his parents' umbrella. It's a soothing feeling. Vashavi'it, number seven, the seventh factor that's supposed to boost our feeling of bitachon, she'emi shebatach alav betachlit ha'nedivut v'achesed, that the one that you're trusting is the quintessential example of generosity and kindness. למי שראוי לו ולמי שאינו ראוי לו. Whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it, how many things in our life do we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't deserve? We spoke that last year when we spoke about, I don't remember, for those of you who were here, we spoke about Tomer Devorah. Tomer Devorah speaks about Kim'at, the whole Sefer, about things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us that we deserve nothing of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shtabach Shemo, He loves us, He cares for us, even things that we don't deserve, kach, right? It's called Moftchor, right? Nachon? I said it good?
Very excellent.
Yeah? And the party is called Moftchori, right? We Moftchor off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, Shtabach Shemo. נכון? We deserve something? מה פתאום? הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לנו הכל מתנת חנן. כך הכל. So he says, why? Because Hashem loves us and he says, don't worry, יבוא יום, he's going to do תשובה, יעשה תשובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא ערך הפיים, הוא מרבה להטיב, הקדוש ברוך הוא loves us so much. He says, ותהיה נדיבותו מתמדת וחסדו נמשך, לא יקרת ולא יפסח, can never stop. ומי שנקבץ, he's talking about, by the way, the רבנו בחיי, and the Shara Bitachon he's talking about Bilshon Shen Moshal. These are all things he's talking about people. It's almost impossible to have all of these seven midot, all of these seven factors in a human being. Yeah, which human being is Kol Yachol? Even your parents. Your parents are Kol Yachol? Maybe you look like we perceive our parents to be maybe very capable, but they're not Kol Yachol. Yeah.
They sleep at night.
Yeah, they're not Kol Yachol. And he says, ומשנקבצו כל המידות האלה, עם כל מה שהזכרנו קודם לזה, נשלמו תנאי הביטחון בו. If you have all of these seven factors together, say, I'm set. I have no reservations whatsoever about trusting this person. והתחייב היודע הזה ממנו לבטוח בו, and it obligates you to, if you have all these seven factors, and you don't trust the person, חמור. You have all these seven factors. It says, מה קרה לך? שתנוח נפשו עליו בגילויו ונסתרו, whether you see him or you don't, it makes you comfortable with the person. בליבו ובריו, in his heart, body parts, ולהימסר אליו, to be completely מסור, to be dedicated to him, ולרצות בגזרותיו, even when things don't go our way, to accept the decrees, ולדון אותו לטוב בכל דיניו ומפעליו, and anything that we see happen, you're going to be done, that he's doing it for our good, and tomorrow Bezat Hashem will see how all of these factors are transferred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us, and that just boosts the Chovat HaBitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see that tomorrow Bezat Hashem.